There was a kid called Joseph. He'd been dealt a bad hand. Was born poor and a bastard, but grew up to be a preacher. Made a new friend called France. Joe went over to France's house. Said, see this poem I once wrote. I feel like it's got something. Can you please put some music to my words? Looking down at the paper and the title read, Silent Night. The first time they performed it, it was Christmas Eve. They sang it together. Franz played the guitar. I can see them before me. And this big shot organ builder fell in love with the song. Brought it back to his hometown, where some folk singers heard it and they spread it around. Slightly changed each time it was sung was Silent Night. When I'm down, I just think about it, how they must have felt when they performed it, if the choir cried when they sang it, if anyone in church that day said, well, I like the older stuff better, they should do more upbeat tunes. It could have been a day like any other day, when Joseph would be preaching and France would be playing. 9 out of 10 days are slightly disappointing, but on the 10th you see that light beckoning. They had no idea that Silent Night would be Silent Night. Sing it with me. Let your voice carry from all those miles away. If you sing loud enough, my microphone might record you. It might record you. Silent night. Oh, holy night. 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 In World War I, 1914, because it was Christmas, there was a short truce on the battlefield. Both sides laid down their weapons, sang carols in the night. And the day after, like nothing had happened, they continued the fight. There was only one song known to soldiers on both sides. And for a second, all was calm and all was bright.